You are listening to WWBC Coco, Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Coco, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, Indian Atlantic, Indian Harbor Beach, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL Coco, 99.9 FM.
Praise the Lord. This is the day the Lord has made, and we're going to rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. My name is Reverend Gloria Ross from New Life Assembly of God, and we're located at 774 North Apollo Boulevard, and that's in Melbourne, Florida. Our telephone number where you can reach us is 321-255-6999. And remember, if you don't have a home church, oh, come on out and visit us every Sunday at 11 o'clock a.m. We are the church in the city with the city in its heart. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Now we have Pastor Ross and Evangelist Copeland here to minister the word of God.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Once again, out there in Radio Land, we thank the Lord for another opportunity, not only to be part of his church, but Amen. Just to be able to tell people about the goodness of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You may be in your easy chair right now, or in your home, or wherever you are, but I just want to tell you that the Lord Jesus Christ loves you, and his whole purpose was to come to seek and save that which was lost.
Amen.
And we all were lost. The Word of God tells us that.
Yes.
And none of us can brag about the salvation that we have. The only thing that we can do with the help of the Holy Spirit is reach out with an extended hand to those that do not know the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And there are many people out there that have not given their heart to the Lord Jesus Christ. But we want to pray for them, because the same condition that they're in, God brought us out of it.
Yes,
and
he did.
Given us his word and his spirit that we could reach back and give a helping hand to those that are still caught up in the clutter and the lies and the things of this world, denying the Lord Jesus Christ. But we know that God is a good God, and that he loves us all, and he came for us all. And the Bible tells us that all have sinned and come short of the glory of
Amen.
God.
Amen.
I just want to tell you out there in Radio Land, don't take God for granted, because he came for a specific reason. He didn't leave heaven because he didn't have anything else to do. He came because he wanted to save us.
Amen.
He came to seek and save that which was lost. He didn't come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance.
Yes, Pastor.
So God wants us all to repent of our sins and ask for forgiveness. And the Lord Jesus Christ will come into your heart. It's
Amen.
Not anything that difficult. All you need to do right where you are is to open up your heart and receive the Lord Jesus Christ. He is right there, right where you are.
Amen.
Because the God that we serve, not only is he omniscient, but he is omnipresent. He is right there, right
yes.
where you are.
Yes.
And he will change your life if you open up your heart. So I want to pray for you out there in Radio Land, because there are some out there that are sick. You have sickness in your body.
Yes.
And you need to be healed. You need the healing power of Jesus to touch you. There's some that are depressed and some that are oppressed. And
yes.
you have people that are going through all kinds of dilemmas. But I want to tell you, we serve a good God.
Yes, we do.
Great and mighty, and he's able to do all things. So I want to pray right now for all my faith partners, radio listeners, and even those that do not know the Lord Jesus Christ. I want to pray for you right now. Father God, in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, Lord, you are so merciful and compassionate, and you love us all, because that is who you are. You are love. And Lord, we pray right now that many that we're here, the voice of your servant, Lord, that they will receive your word. Thank you for everything that is being said and done, and they open up their hearts and receive you. So, Lord, we thank you for that, and we praise you right now in the precious name of Jesus. We bind the hands of the enemy,
yes,
the strong man, the ones that are trying to hinder or create confusion or try to stop them from hearing the truth of God's word. Satan, we bind you in the name, yes, of Jesus. We command you to take your hands off of the ones that do not know the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Let God's people go, because they are God's property.
Yes.
And in the name of Jesus, the blood covers them.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name. So, Father, we thank you and we praise you for
thank
that right
you,
now.
Lord Jesus.
In Jesus' name. There's somebody out there that's suffering from lung conditions.
Yes.
I want to pray right now in the name of Jesus
thank
that
you, Jesus.
God will touch your lungs right,
yes,
now. You're having respiratory distress. In the name of Jesus, I pray right now for that person in Jesus' mighty name.
That, yes,
your lungs will be cleared.
Yes.
The power of the Holy Spirit
in the name
will do
of Jesus.
Just that in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. And there's some that are suffering from high blood pressure.
Yes.
Right now, in the name of Jesus, we break the power of high blood pressure according to the word of God.
Amen.
The only pressure that we need is to press on into the kingdom of,
amen,
God.
Amen.
And not allow anything to elevate the blood pressure in our bodies. We speak healing and the lowering of that blood pressure,
yes,
in Jesus'
in
mighty
Jesus
name.
Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name. Praise the wonderful name of our God. And there's someone that's suffering from kidney problems.
Amen.
Right now, in the name of Jesus, we speak to the kidneys in Jesus' name. Come in line with what the word of God says.
Amen.
Line yourself up with what God's word says and be healed in Jesus' mighty name. Diabetic spirits, we break their power right,
yes,
now. We command the pancreas to supply the body with sufficient insulin,
yes,
so that it will break,
yes,
down the sugar in the body.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus, be healed,
be
by
healed,
the authority of the word of God.
Amen.
God loves you and he wants you whole. Praise God. In the precious name of Jesus.
In the precious name,
amen,
of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank the Lord for everything, because without him, we can do nothing.
Amen, Pastor.
Without him, we can do nothing. We need the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes, we do.
Amen. Not just on Sunday morning, but we need him every minute
Sunday
of
through
the
Sunday
day.
Bit, Pastor.
Every minute of the day. Praise,
amen,
God. He's a good God.
Yes, he is.
And he loves us. Praise the Lord.
Yes,
glory,
amen,
to God. Well, today we want to look at Acts 4 and verse 12, among other things. There was some other topics that wanted to discuss, but praise the Lord, I feel led that the Holy Spirit want this message to go out.
Amen.
There. Acts 4 and verse 12, which is, there is no other name. And truly, there's no other name. There is no other name,
there's,
and there's
none,
nobody else.
No other name.
And there's none like him.
None.
None like him throughout this earth. He is great and mighty. And he came to bring deliverance and healing to us all.
Yes.
What would we do without the help of the Lord? We would be helpless. And we are helpless if we do not know him.
Amen.
Praise,
that's correct,
God.
Yes, man.
So we need the Lord Jesus Christ. And the word of God tells us in Acts, the fourth chapter and verse 12, we just want to park at that verse of scripture for a moment and just discuss what he's talking about here, because truly there is no other name, and there's no other name that will bring forth salvation. There's no other name that will bring forth deliverance.
Amen.
There's no other name that will bring forth healing.
Yes.
Only but the Lord Jesus Christ.
Praise God.
So, Mr. Glory, would you read that for a starter here, and then we'll get on into...
Yeah, Acts 4 and 12.
Yes.
Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved.
Amen.
Evangelist, isn't that a wonderful thing there?
Pastor,
there is no salvation in any other.
Neither is there salvation in any other. You can't get into heaven without Jesus, Pastor. Salvation is a complete work. God left nothing done at the cross. Curses, sickness, disease, death. Jesus took care of all of that at the cross.
Amen.
And it was done for us all.
Mm-hmm.
that will believe and trust in him.
Go ahead, Pastor.
Because he loves us. He didn't go there for himself because he never sinned. There's no sin in the Lord Jesus Christ. Mm. What happened is that he came down from heaven.
Yes.
Isn't that a wonderful thing? You imagine for a moment that he recognized that humanity not only were in distress, but they were in sin.
Yes.
The world was full of sin. You know, and a lot of people say, well, why do you talk about sin and so forth? Well, sin is the problem.
Yes.
That's right.
You know, it is.
Sin is the problem for all mankind. But I want to say that when the Lord Jesus Christ, when he went to Calvary's cross, he dealt with the sin factor.
Amen.
That's what we need to understand. But we still make mention of sin. We cannot handle that word too lightly. No. Because a lot of people think that they are all right with what's going on, and they're still in their sins. They have not received the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen, Pastor.
As Lord
Amen.
And Savior of their lives. No. This thing here propels us into an arena where the only way that one can get into heaven, as you said, Evangelist, is through and by the name of Jesus.
The name of
so
Jesus.
You must be in him in order to get to where he's going.
Amen.
And where he is. Mm-hmm. Praise God. Mm-hmm. So Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God.
The Son of the Living
God. I cannot fathom for one moment that he came looking for me.
Amen.
I have to personalize this thing.
Yes,
he came
Pastor.
Looking
Go ahead
for me.
Personalize it, Pastor.
And I was the one that was lost.
Amen.
I didn't find him. He found me.
Amen.
Are you listening to what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He found me. And I thank God that he found me. And I'm quite sure that there are a lot of others out there in Radio Land, even on this panel here.
Amen.
I'm
he
quite
found
sure
us.
That you believe that and thank God that he found you.
Amen. I sure do, Pastor.
Praise God. Because if he didn't, what would and where would you be today? Glory to God. Jesus loves us.
Yes, he does.
He loves us so much. So the scripture that Apostle Paul was saying in the early part of the early church there is that neither is there salvation in any other. Other words, you may believe in Buddha.
Yes.
There's no salvation in Buddha,
nope.
The name of Buddha.
Nope.
You may believe in Hare Hare Krishna, the Indian God, but there's no salvation in
He didn't die for me.
The Indian God.
Amen.
You might believe in Mustafa Muhammad. There's no salvation in him. All of them, their bones are still in the grave.
That's yes. Right. Yes.
I said their bones are still in the grave.
That is why in John 14 and 6, where it says, Jesus said unto him, I am the way.
Yes.
The truth. And the life, and no man cometh unto the Father but by me. There's
Amen.
No other way you can come to Jesus except obey him, receive him as Lord and Savior of your life.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, his name, it says, neither is there salvation in any other.
Any other.
For there is no other name.
No other name.
So we've named a few people, mm-hmm. Good men, mm-hmm. and so forth, but there's no salvation in
no
that.
Salvation.
You can take the names of the bishops and of the districts and all of these, but there's no salvation
no.
in those names.
That's right.
And we're not trying to be dogmatic in what we're saying. It's just the idea that the scriptures emphatically explains to us that neither is there salvation mm-hmm. in any other.
That's right.
There's no salvation in my name.
No. Mm-mm.
Not in mine either, Pastor.
There's only salvation in one name.
One name.
And
Jesus.
That's the name
Jesus.
Of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Mm-hmm. He is the one that divested himself of his royal diadem and came into this earth realm
yes.
to bring forth deliverance and salvation
yes.
to everyone that would believe and receive.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
And believe.
Yes, believe and receive.
By faith.
Amen.
Praise God.
Jesus' name, excuse me, Pastor, Jesus means Savior.
Mm-hmm.
Christ means the anointed one.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to come through the Savior.
Yes.
To get to Christ.
Amen.
And Christ is the Savior.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Jesus is the Savior.
Yes.
Christ is the anointed one. So when it says Jesus Christ, he's talking about Jesus, the anointed one.
Yes, Pastor.
And he is anointed.
He is.
Thank God.
When I read all the miracles and I looked at the healing power that the Lord Jesus Christ demonstrated to the four gospels there, and I tell you, it's really something.
Yes, it is.
And I wondered to myself, why would they not want to hear one that brings forth deliverance and healing and salvation and abundant life and everything that one would beg for in such a world as this?
Yes, praise God.
He loves us.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. So why would we want to talk about any other name? The scripture tells us that there's no other salvation in no other name.
No other
name. That's given among men.
Given among men, Pastor.
Praise God. So what name would we be talking about that's given among men other than the name of Jesus? Our conversation should be about the Lord Jesus Christ. We should be telling everybody about the goodness of Jesus.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Mm-hmm. And that he loves you all.
Yes, he does.
Loves us all. If all sinned, then all needed a Savior.
Amen.
And that Savior is the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, the scripture tells us there in Acts 4 and verse 12 there, which it says that neither is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name.
No other name.
Now, listen to what I'm saying out there in Radio Land. There is no other name.
Yes.
No other name under heaven.
That's right.
Under heaven. Mm-hmm. Praise God.
That's right.
That's given among men whereby we must be saved.
Praise the Lord.
Except the name of Jesus. Amen.
Name of Jesus.
Thank God that salvation is not in the church. Mm-hmm. Salvation is not in some bishop of the district. Salvation is not in some other political arena. Mm-hmm. President of the United States, there's no salvation there.
Amen.
Salvation is only in one name.
Right.
And that is the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Evangelist, this is why we talk about him. This is why we tell people how good he is. Mm-hmm. This is why we say what he has done for us as a child of God.
Amen.
That we can pass this information on to those that do not know him.
Amen.
So that they too can also catch somebody else on fire.
Amen.
And tell them about the goodness of Jesus.
You know, I heard this is their salvation. Excuse me. I heard a sister say, we're all children of God. And it's correction, because in the scriptures it says we're all children of God by faith. Yes, he created us all, but we become children of God by faith. Faith
Amen.
In him.
Amen.
Yes. Well, that is true. You want to kind of like fine tune that to Galatians 3 and verse 26. So that when we.
It says Galatians 3 and 26.
Yes.
For you are all the children of God by faith. In whom?
Christ
Jesus.
Faith in Jesus.
Amen.
There's no mistake there concerning the children of God. But in order to be a child of God, there's a name there that one has to receive, and that's the name of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
So, Evangelist, you have something you want to say there? I noticed you.
No, Pastor, you mentioned about the president.
Hmm.
That the president didn't die for you.
Mm-mm.
The president need a savior too, Pastor.
That's right.
The president can't save nobody. But our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, he can save anybody that draw nigh to him, that come to the cross, Pastor.
Amen.
Praise God.
He saves from the guttermost to the uttermost.
Yes, yes, Pastor. From the guttermost to the uttermost.
Yes, mm-hmm. So it doesn't matter what condition you're in. You may be out there in the gutter. You may be in a bar room. You may be in a nightclub. Doesn't matter where you are. But this name that we are talking about, that there's no other name that's given among men whereby we must be saved.
Amen.
Except the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Just open your heart and receive him.
Amen.
Praise God. Because he's the one and the only one.
The only one.
Mm-hmm. There's no salvation in anyone else
That's right.
but Jesus. And this is why we talk about him so much. And Minister Glory, you had made mention moments ago about in St. John 14 and verse 6, you had talked about, well, Jesus said he's the way, the only way. Well, he's just as good as his name.
Mm-hmm.
So we have his name here, and we're able to tell people about him,
mm-hmm.
that he saves.
That's right.
Praise God.
To the uttermost.
That he delivers.
That's right.
That he loves us.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. Well, if he didn't come, it would show that he didn't love us. But because he came, he showed that he loved his creation. Praise
yes.
God.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
Pastor. Isn't that wonderful?
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm.
That mm-hmm. Jesus, so he was telling his disciples that he's the way.
Mm-hmm. And the truth, Pastor. He's nothing but the truth.
Amen.
Amen.
Nothing but the truth.
Nothing but the truth.
But there are a lot of people going their own way.
Mm-hmm.
And they're trying to find their own way.
Yeah.
But that's not what
he said.
Jesus said. Mm-hmm. And he is the Savior.
That's right.
So he said, I am the way.
Mm-hmm.
He's telling you which way, Pastor.
Mm-hmm.
He's the only way.
He's mm-hmm. pointing himself out. I am the way.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And he's the truth.
Mm-hmm.
The truth, Pastor.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Thy word is truth. Thy word is forever settled in heaven.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So he's the way, the truth, and the life.
Yep.
And no man cometh unto the Father but by him.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
So if you want to get back home to where you originally came from before your disobedience concerning what he allowed us to do in this earth realm. Because first of all, in order to get back home, we have to go through the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
So God the Father allowed us to come into this earth realm,
mm-hmm.
not to run and do the things that we wanted to do. He allowed us to come in here so that we could praise him.
Yes.
Amen.
And worship him.
Amen.
Praise God. Isn't that wonderful?
Yes.
That's what you know, we are not supposed to be doing our own thing. God gave us life.
Praise God.
Natural life, mm-hmm. so that we could praise him.
Yes. Amen. Mm-hmm. We was created to praise him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I was just looking at John in 3 and 4. It says, all things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made.
Amen.
In him was life.
Yes.
And the life was the light of men.
Yes.
Amen. Praise God.
So he lighted every man that came into this world.
Right.
Because, first of all, there's always that void that's in the person that's not saved.
Uh-huh.
There's a void.
Mm-hmm.
Because what happens is that they always want, if you go into the different parts of remote areas and so forth, you see man there. He may not know the true and living God,
mm-hmm.
but what is happening is that he has some form of blood sacrifice or something. He's worshiping something.
Yes.
Yes.
You see, there's worship on his heart. So that's the void that God has.
Right.
That's why he lighteth every man that come into this world.
Praise God.
Praise God.
Amen.
And there's that void there.
Yes.
That we know that there's something missing
right.
in our lives here.
Amen.
That we need to fulfill
yes.
that.
Very
the
good.
Only way that that can be fulfilled is to receiving the Lord Jesus
Praise
Christ
the Lord.
As
Excellent.
Lord and Savior of their lives.
Excellent.
You know, a lot of people do a lot of things. They're searching and they're trying to. There's some people, they work hard and they try to accumulate an enormous amount of money and so forth. But still, there's something missing. They
yes.
they buy this nice house
mm-hmm.
and they have the fancy cars and
yes.
so forth. But there's still something missing.
That's right.
That mm-hmm. void is still there.
Mm-hmm.
And the only way you can be complete is through receiving
Praise
the
God.
Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
Because the scripture tells us that in Colossians 2 and verse, I think it's verse 10. It says, and you are complete in him.
Wow.
Isn't mm-hmm. that something? I
yes.
think this is what it says in Colossians 2 there, in verse 10 there.
Mm-hmm.
You are complete in him.
Which is the head of all principality.
Glory to God.
And power.
Amen. Amen. Mm-hmm. So this is why we need the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what makes us complete. And this is why we tell everybody about the Lord Jesus Christ. We'll nobody telling everybody about somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And that somebody is the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
He loves you. Praise Amen. God. Evangelist, what do you think about the name that was given, that in order for us to get back to where we originally came from a spiritual standpoint, is that the name of Jesus.
Pastor, in the beginning, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit got together, and they said, we got to get this thing right. We got to bring man back into fellowship with his creator. So God and them talked about it. Prepare me a body. I'll go. I'll redeem man from their sins. I'll bring them back into fellowship with us, Lord. God sent his son through a virgin, Mary. The young man grew up to be from a child to a man. Walked this earth 3.5 years, Pastor, and changed the world.
Praise the Lord. The thing is so important is that there were people that rejected this wonderful name.
Ooh, yes, Pastor.
The name of Jesus. They said, well, we don't need that name. But see, in St. John 1 and verse 11, it tells us. You want to read that, Minister Gloria?
He came unto his own, and his own received him not.
Now, he came to his own, and his own received him not. See, he came to the Jew first.
Yes.
It is to the Jew first.
Yes.
And then the Gentiles or the Greek. Praise God. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. Well, we're going to complete that verse of Scripture right after the break.
Amen.
You're listening to WWBC, COCO, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, COCO, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, and Palm Bay, 100.7 FM.
All right, we're back from the break. We want to complete that verse of Scripture there that we spoke of moments ago concerning St. John 1 and verse 11. When Minister Gloria read that in terms of he came unto his own, well, first of all, the gospel is to the Jew first, and
yes,
then
Pastor.
Also the Greek.
Yes.
So he came unto his own, and they received him not. Can you imagine for a moment that all of the problems and the things that were going on, and you have a Savior that come in, and you don't want to receive him?
Mm. Opening up blind eyes.
Yep.
Raising the dead, Pastor.
Yes.
Healing the sick. And disease, casting out demons.
Mm-hmm.
And you mentioned, Pastor, that you said about the miracles that you was reading on. And here they killed this just man who was doing all of this.
Mm-hmm.
Pastor, they didn't recognize that Jesus was God, Pastor.
Right. So now the 12th verse puts a cap on this in terms, well, I didn't come to just save a nation.
Amen.
The nation of Israel.
That's
I came to save the whole world.
Amen, Pastor.
So in the 12th verse there, would you read that, Minister?
But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God.
Amen.
Here's the children of God right here.
Amen.
Even to them that believe on his name.
Mm.
So we look at some qualities there. First of all, we look in John, the 12th verse there, we see that for as many as receive him, he knows that everybody is not going to receive him, but he says for as many as receive him, he said to them gave he power to be what?
Sons of God.
Sons of God. And then he said also even
to them that believe on his name.
That believe on his name. This is where we came in at there. Mm-hmm. We believe on the name of the Lord Jesus
Praise
Christ.
The Lord.
Amen.
Because his name is all powerful and he loves us. Praise God.
Praise God.
And he came for us all.
Yes.
Well, if he came for us all, some will reject him. But the thing that we are talking about is the goodness of the Lord Jesus Christ. At least he came.
Yes,
he came.
He came.
Amen. At least he came and he saved. I remember reading there in Romans 1 and verse 16, Paul was saying, Apostle Paul, have to handle his name the way it should be, the apostle. He said,
Amen.
He said in Romans 1 and verse 16, he said, for I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes. You see, we have to believe this thing.
Mm-hmm.
We can sit behind this microphone and spew out all kinds of sweet words, but the most important thing is that we must believe. And God knows whether we believe or not.
Amen.
So Apostle Paul says this, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first." See, everything is to the Jew first, and then also the Greek or the Gentiles.
Amen.
Isn't that wonderful?
This is wonderful.
Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
It's a mighty thing. Praise God. Yeah, I tell you something else. When Jesus, you probably won't have this in your notes there, but in Matthew 10, when Jesus called his disciples
mm-hmm.
together,
mm-hmm.
and he gave them power, authority to cast out devils and so
mm-hmm.
forth.
Mm-hmm.
But then in the fifth, somewhere around in there, he said, "Don't go by way of the Gentiles."
The fifth verse, Pastor, yes.
"But go to the lost what?
Sheep of Israel."
The Amen. Lost sheep of Israel.
Amen.
So that means that it wasn't time for the Gentile
mm-hmm. to get it.
To get it, mm-hmm. to come in. So he went to the Jew first, to the lost house of Israel there.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you, it's a wonderful thing, but I thank God that he now, when he came and they rejected him,
mm-hmm.
that he has that door open for us all
to believe
and
trust in him. Praise God.
Open, Pastor.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
It's a wonderful thing there that the door is open.
Yes.
And it's open for all mankind now.
Yes. For whosoever will.
That's what mm-hmm. it says.
Yes. Praise the Lord. For mankind to come in. And the thing is that it's a wonderful thing.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Pastor. You have an opportunity right now out there in Radio Land. Don't worry or be concerned about what people think. Or,
Amen.
Or you're going to lose your friends and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
I want to tell you that the Lord Jesus Christ came right for you.
Yes.
For us
yes.
all. And don't worry about your friends. If they leave, you'll have a friend, and his name is Jesus.
Amen.
And he will stick closer to you than a brother.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
That's the word.
Glory to God. Mm-hmm. So the thing is that it's amazing how one would come and die for us, but we openly would reject him and say, "Well, I don't need him." You see, this name that we're talking about is the name of Jesus. And he came here for us all. Praise
Amen.
God.
Amen. Amen.
Came here for us all.
Sure
Amen.
Did, Pastor.
Mm-hmm.
Came for us all.
Mm-hmm.
And I thank God that he came.
Mm-hmm.
Because if he didn't come, where would we be?
Mm.
We would be fanning the flames in hell.
Right.
Because
hanging on the gate, stupid.
We all need a Savior. And this is why Jesus came. Praise
Amen.
God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen. He's no respecter of persons.
Come
and
saving me.
Amen.
Praise God.
Me too, Pastor.
Praise God.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And this is why we don't have any time to be playing around, because the curtains are almost closed.
Mm-hmm.
The King is coming, Pastor.
And the Lord Jesus Christ.
Coming back for his own.
He's coming back for the church.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. You know, evangelist, Jesus not only came into this world here to redeem righteous folks.
Yes.
The scripture says that he came.
He didn't come for the righteous. He came for sinners.
He came for sinners.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he died for sinners.
Yes he did, Pastor.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we're in. Mm-hmm.
Praise God.
Amen.
So in 1 John 2, in verse 2,
mm-hmm.
glory to God, hallelujah.
Amen.
I want to tell you that he loves us so much.
Yes, he does.
Yes,
yes, yes.
Unconditional. Until
he came into this world
mm-hmm.
and he took the sins of the world on his back
mm-hmm. That's right.
So that he would make a way for me to get in.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't get in any other way.
Isn't that something, Pastor? Yeah. The cross, we don't realize how deep the cross is, Pastor. The Son of God went to the cross for us, for our sin.
Mm-hmm.
Pastor, Jesus went through a whole lot just for us.
Mm-hmm.
He He went through a whole lot to redeem us, to bring us back to him.
And really, the world really don't know how bad sin is.
Sin is bad, man.
Sin is terrible. And if you want to know how bad sin is that look at the Lord Jesus Christ hanging there on that cross. Because that's what put him there.
Yes.
Sin. Where he wasn't even recognizable pastor.
That's right.
Man. Pulled his beard, put thorns in his head, pastor. Making fun of him. If you be the God, get off that cross. If he would have came off, y'all didn't send me.
Yes.
I said, I remember you. You ain't. No. God knew not to send Ronnie Copeland. No. He sent his son who died in our place. And I thank you for dying for Ronnie Copeland.
That's right.
So, Ms. Gloria, would you read 1 John 2 and verse 2?
Okay, I am. But I just wanted to show how much he loved us.
Amen.
In Romans 5 and 8. But God commended his love toward us, that while we were yet sinners,
that's what the word says,
Christ died for us. God. Amen.
Wait a minute. While we were yet sinners.
Yet sinners.
In sin, Pastor.
So he didn't wait until we got our lives straight before he would come and die for us?
Amen, Pastor. He didn't wait.
Nope.
Thank you for not waiting.
That's so right.
Mm-hmm. He died for us.
Died for us.
While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us.
That's how much love he had for us.
Yes.
Amen. John, 1 John 2, 1 and 2. Mm-hmm. My little children.
No, 1 John 2 and verse 2.
Yeah. 1 John 2.
Yeah, and verse 2.
Verse 2.
Because in 1 John 1, he's talking about a child of God. I want you to read in a second.
And he is the propitiation for our sins.
Yes.
And not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Mm-hmm. So we see there that he didn't just die for righteous folk.
Mm-mm.
He died for the sins of the whole world.
That's right.
And the whole world
needed a
full of sin was on his back. He died for the whoremongers and the prostitutes and winos and drug addicts and all kinds of sin that one could think of.
That's right.
Jesus took there, took it to the cross. Thank God that that's what he's done. He died for our sins. You may be in a condition out there that you think that is deplorable, that what is going on in your life, that God doesn't want you. Of course he wants you.
Yes, he does.
He is able to change your life if you just give him your life. If you turn and say, Lord Jesus, I'm in a mess, but I need help.
Amen.
Take my life and do something with it.
Amen.
And God will do just that. We've all... Even on this panel here, we've all had to come to the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes, we did.
And tell our story to him. Not only that he didn't know, he knew exactly what was going on in our lives, but he wanted us to say it to him.
Yes.
I'm sorry, Lord. I've sinned against you and only against you. Come into my heart. Change my life. And I tell you, the Lord Jesus Christ would do it because that's his primary reason for coming. Minister Gloria just read there that he's the propitiation. He is actually the atoning sacrifice.
Yes, the atoning
for our sins. And not for ours only, but for the sins of
the whole world.
The whole world. He didn't come just to save a nation. He came to save the whole world. If we would believe and trust in him, praise God. What a mighty God that we serve.
Amen.
We have no idea of the desire that God has for his creation. We don't have an idea, because if we really would think about the goodness of the Lord Jesus Christ and what he has done for us through giving his life on Calvary's cross. You know how he gave his life? The Bible tells us there that the life of the body is in the blood.
Yes.
So if the life of the body is in the blood, then the Lord Jesus Christ shed his precious blood on Calvary's cross there. So he gave his life, praise God, so that we all would have a right to the tree of life,
Amen.
That we would all be able to call on his name. He never sinned.
Nope.
You see, he never sinned. And what happened is that he's done it all for us.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Yes.
So that you could have a right to the tree of life so that you could come in. Now, I know many people out there in Radio Land, you're saying, well, I don't really believe that that's what he's actually done. But I want to tell you, the scripture tells us that he never sinned, but he took our sin.
Yes.
Minister Glory, would you read 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 21 there so that the radio listeners out there can follow us from a scriptural standpoint?
Yes.
We don't want to quote something and you can't find it. We want to say it where you're able to see it in your Bible, if you have a Bible.
Amen.
Yes.
And if you don't, you can jot down the scriptures and look at it later. Praise
Amen.
God.
Amen. Amen.
Because God loves us so much. We are his creation.
Yes, we are. Mm-hmm. Created in his image and likeness, Pastor.
Praise God. Mm-hmm. That's what it said in Genesis 1 and verse 26. God yes. created man in his image and his likeness. Mm-hmm. Created he male and female.
Yeah.
This is a God that we serve. And Lord, I love you. I thank you so much.
We love you, Jesus.
I love for everything mm-hmm. that you're doing.
Amen.
I can't sit around and not worship you.
Praise God.
I have to praise
Amen.
You and thank you Hallelujah. For everything
for
that you're doing.
From.
Praise God, praise God.
Amen.
What will I be and where would I be
without
the Lord Jesus Christ? These are not just idle words. These are words that are coming from the heart
yes.
concerning our Lord and Savior, because his word is in our heart.
Amen.
Praise God. Minister Glory.
2 Corinthians 5:21.
He
had made him to be sin for us who knew no sin.
Thank you, Jesus. Mm-hmm.
That we might be made the righteousness of God in him. So for he, God, has made him, Jesus,
yes.
to be sin for us
mm-hmm.
who knew no sin. He never sinned.
Never.
He was perfect. That we might be made the righteousness of God in him.
This is why we don't have an excuse in terms of what God the Father has done for us. Because he said he gave his best. Mm-hmm. He gave
yes.
Jesus to
yes.
us.
Yes, he gave his best.
Mm-hmm. Amen. That's what he did. He who knew no sin was made sin, a sin offering.
That's right.
That's what he did.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's why Jesus is the perfect sacrifice.
Right. Perfect.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
He's the Lamb of God.
That's right.
He's God's Lamb.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect Lamb.
The Lamb of God.
Mm-hmm. Without spot, without wrinkle, without blemish.
Amen. Amen.
Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
The Lamb of God mm-hmm. that came into this world to take away our sins.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness. Mm-hmm. We don't have to get into the reason why we all sin. We know that after Adam and Eve fell in the garden there, that everyone that's born after Adam and Eve were born in sin and shaped in iniquity.
Amen.
So the whole thing is that we need to be born again.
Yes.
And that birth will take place when you receive the Lord Jesus Christ.
Must be born again. That's Amen.
Right.
Amen. After the Lord Jesus Christ coming to your heart, he will change your life. And this is why it's so important. Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
It's so important that we give... Evangelists, you know, this is why we speak to family members.
Amen.
And we know that we cannot make them get saved because God has given everyone the power of choice.
Amen.
They are free moral agencies. And what happens is that they have a right to make a decision. But when we look at this thing in John 3 and verse 16, Minister Glory, you want to read that? Praise God. Or evangelists, whichever one that...
Go ahead, man.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son.
Yes.
That whosoever believeth in him should not perish.
Yes.
But have everlasting life.
Mm-hmm.
For God sent...
Go in the 16th verse there. For mm-hmm. God so loved the world.
Yes.
He loved the world.
He loved the world.
That's why he sent Jesus.
That's
yes.
right.
God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son.
Only
yes.
begotten son.
That whosoever. See, now mm-hmm. this is where the choice is
whosoever.
Right here.
Whosoever. That's right.
Whosoever. Doesn't matter who you are.
Mm-mm.
You could be a drunkard.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
You, You can be a homemonger or a prostitute. Doesn't matter who you are. God loved you so much until he sent his only begotten son.
Amen.
That whosoever, well, Minister Gloria, I'm a whosoever.
I'm a whosoever.
Praise God.
Whosoever too.
Because I made a decision. I realized that God loved us so much until he sent his only begotten son. That whosoever believeth in him, I believe in him, praise God.
Amen.
You won't die. He says you should not perish. Yes. In other words, you won't die.
Praise the Lord.
But you will have everlasting life. Isn't that wonderful?
Yes.
Glory to God. So he loved us so much. Now, in the 17th verse there, he tells us that Jesus, the one that he sent, the world was condemned already and full of sin.
Exactly.
So he never sent Jesus to condemn this world?
Nope, never. Mm-mm.
You want to read that verse?
For God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved.
My God. That the world through Jesus. Can you imagine if the whole world would receive Jesus? What a better place we would have.
The news and all would be different. Wouldn't be no bad news. No. It'd be all good news.
All good news.
Amen. Praise God.
So you want to read that 18th verse there?
And he that believeth on him is not condemned.
Yes. So there are many people out there that believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. So therefore, they're not condemned.
Amen.
But he that believeth not is condemned already.
Mm-hmm. But there are a lot of people out there that are condemned because they have not received or believed in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
What a mighty God we serve. Lord Jesus, I thank you. Amen. And I praise you right now in the mighty name that's above every name, that at the name of Jesus, glory to God. And that's so much power that resonates from that wonderful name, glory to God. This is why there's neither salvation in any other name.
Amen.
But the name of Jesus. Evangelist, would you read Philippians 2 and verse 8 and 9? Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
We do.
Because there's no other name. And here we're talking about this particular name that the Father has given by sending the Son into this earth realm. You know, Mary couldn't name him. Joseph couldn't name him.
No, that's correct.
This name came from the Father, glory.
That's right.
When the angel came in and spoke to her and told her, this holy thing that you see, his name shall be called Jesus.
Glory.
And he shall save his people.
Yes.
From their sins.
Amen.
Well, I thank God I'm one of his people.
Yes.
Because he saved me too, from my sins. Praise God. Evangelist, you want to read Philippians 2?
What verse, Pastor?
In verse 8.
Okay, and being found in fashion as a man, he humbleth himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also, verse 9, wherefore God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name.
Praise God.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right. Pattern son. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Praise God. And I like 10 and 11.
Go ahead.
That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father.
This is why we praise him, because we're giving honor and glory unto our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Praise his wonderful name.
Amen.
He and he alone is able to change your life. Whatever problems you may have today that you're going through, the Lord Jesus Christ loves you and he's able to change the situation in your life, only if you would just open up your heart and allow him to come in.
Yes.
He will not kick the door of your heart down.
Yes, Father.
No. What he would do is that he waits for the invitation. That's why the word of God says, come as you are.
Come as you are.
You don't have to try and dress yourself up or try to make yourself feel or be righteous. No, come and receive righteousness.
Amen.
And it only comes through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He is the one. And he's waiting there. Praise God. That's the best place, is that when the Lord Jesus Christ is just waiting for you to extend this invitation to him. Mm-hmm. Out there in Radio Land, you may have heard this message. Don't turn the radio off. Now is the time.
Amen.
For you to come to reckoning that he's right there where you are. And all you need to do is to open up your heart. Reverend Minister Glory, you want to?
Revelation 3 and 20.
Yes.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If, there you go, that's the qualifier. If
yes.
Any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him and he with me. That's a promise. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
It's God all by himself.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And the door opens from the inside out. Jesus doesn't have a knob on the door where he can turn it to come in there.
Amen.
No, the knob is on the inside. It's the door of your heart. You have
Amen.
To unlock your heart.
Amen.
Open up
Please
your heart
do.
And say, Lord Jesus, come into my life. Change my life.
Yes.
Take my life and do something with it. I give you my life.
Amen.
So that you can change me and do something with my life. He loves you. You know, it says there that he's standing there.
Standing at
the Now, that is figurative language there. You know that he's not standing by no natural door.
No.
He's there at the door of your heart.
Praise
and he
God.
Wants to come in.
Yes, Praise yes. God. Please let him in.
Will you let him in?
Mm-hmm. Amen.
I pray that you will let him in so that your life can be changed. Mm-hmm. But this is a choice that you would have to make.
Mm-hmm.
As a person, you would have to say, Lord, I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired.
Amen.
I want my life changed.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired.
Evangelist, you know that this is why he's right there where they are.
Amen.
And he's right here where we are because the Bible tells us that he's omnipresent.
Yes.
That he's everywhere at the same time.
He changed us.
Praise God.
Amen.
Well, there's ones out there in sin too, Pastor.
That's right.
But guess what? Where sin abound, grace does much more abound.
Glory.
He came after us, Pastor.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
He chose us from the foundation of the world, just like the ones that are listening. This message is for you today.
Mm-hmm.
Faith coming by hearing and hearing by the word of God. You're not hearing this by accident.
Mm-hmm.
God got you listening to this by divine appointment
Amen.
Today.
Praise God. Today is a day of salvation.
Yes.
Well, I would like for you to explain that. You said he chose us before the foundation of the world.
Well, God gave us, in the beginning, God gave us choice. God is not looking for people that he didn't. The angels, they have to obey God's command. God made us to choose if we're going to serve him or reject him. He gave us the power of choice. That's what I'm trying to say. Anything that's born in this world, God has given us a choice. When faith coming by hearing, when we get to that place of accountability, we can make up our minds. Either we want to accept Jesus or reject him. God said, train up a child in the way he should go. When he's old, he won't depart. If you come from a Christian family, that's something else. But if you out there, God said, where sin abound, he'll go after you now. He'll come after you. He's going to put people in your path. You're going to be able to hear this gospel and make up your mind. He's going to prove himself to you. That's all I got to say, Pastor.
Mm-hmm. Well, the invitation is extended to all that believe and trust. He said there that whosoever, so whosoever is anyone that will make a choice that they want to allow the Lord Jesus Christ to come into their lives. Whosoever.
Whosoever.
Whosoever believeth in him. You have to believe in him. Should not perish. You will not perish. You will not die. But you will have eternal life. Because he came for that particular reason.
Amen.
Well, I just want to thank you all out there in Radio Land tuning in to this broadcast. we've said a lot, and a lot is very important to each person that will have an ear to hear what the scriptures are saying, what
Amen.
The word of God is saying.
Amen.
Because we're not just making speeches to ourselves. We are concerned about you because, first of all, God loves you.
Yes.
And he loves you so much until he sent his son, Jesus, to die for your sins.
Amen.
So in these last 2 minutes, I'm going to ask Minister Gloria if she would just extend this invitation Amen. Of salvation to whosoever out there in radio land that have a desire to give their hearts to the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. So remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God. And the word of God has been preached today. Confess after me, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God had raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. And whosoever, they go that word again, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.
Amen.
And I'm going to say by faith in Jesus.
Amen. Praise the Lord. The Lord Jesus Christ wants to regene you. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Regeneration. So Amen. By taking on his genes, we bring you back into the place that you once were before all of the catastrophes and all of the things took place. So he loves you. And I want to tell you, it's not by works of righteousness which we've done. It's by his mercy
Amen.
And his grace. And what it
yes.
is that he wants to talk to you. Just sit down and have a little talk with Jesus and tell him all about your troubles. He'll listen. He has a listening ear
Amen.
To hear what you're saying. Well, I thank you all out there in Radio Land for tuning into the broadcast. And I pray that next week at this particular time in this place that you will hear the same voices giving glory to the Lord Jesus
Amen.
Christ.
Amen.
God bless you all is our prayer.
Praise him, Pat.
You've been listening to the Salvation and Deliverance Outreach, brought to you by New Life Assembly of God Church, located at 774 North Apollo Boulevard in Melbourne. Their number is 321-255-6999. You also can write New Life Assembly of God Church at Post Office Box 2303, Melbourne, Florida, 32902. Be with us again at the same time next week for another program, Salvation and Deliverance Radio Outreach.